The following is a Castwave Studios production.
Captain Sean Holmes.
And your first officer, Brian Massey.
Together, we form the Prime Directive, our ongoing mission to review every episode of Star Trek ever, starting with Episode 7, Mud's Women.
Let's do this.
Engage!
Engage.
I muted the mic for that. I knew what you were going to do. And I muted the mic.
For anybody who's wondering what I did, I went, yeah! And he muted me, so.
But you probably could still hear him through mine. But welcome to the Prime Directive. Yeah. I'm your Captain Sean Holmes and...
First Officer Brian Massey, and I forgot my fucking line. I forgot to say engage.
That's why I came in with engage.
Because, you know, like...
Shut up, Wesley, you little piece of shit.
I guess we haven't done one of these in a while, and I've been meaning to, man, because, like, I know that there's certain projects that, like, we'll typically fall back on, but, like, this is definitely one I want to keep doing. We've just been fucking busy.
I know, You know what I haven't heard in a while? I think I really need to
what's that?
To put in the background here. And it's very essential. It's a ship drone.
Now, for anybody who's watching on our very first live stream, by the way, Sean got all fancy and went and bought himself a webcam. So anybody who's on Twitch right now is watching this live. And then we're going to have the episode.
I went all fancy, but I did not go without being frugal. Because the webcam I bought was, and this is probably fairly obvious to people who Twitch constantly. This is my first time Twitching.
Yeah.
I just kind of figured it out.
Well, I mean, hey, you know what?
I took my day off and figured it out. And using a $15 webcam.
Right. I mean,
which
is funny because...
With Amazon free shipping.
Which is funny
because... Free two-day shipping with a Prime membership.
Which is funny because that kind of camera back in the day, like in 2004... That would have been like a $50 camera at least.
I mean back in the day, this probably was a big camera with like lights and shit on it.
Oh, it was a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
So yeah, welcome to Prime Directive, man. We're finally streaming live on Twitch as we have it up here, but I'm probably just gonna take this down because this is too distracting for Brian.
No.
If anyone was paying attention to earlier in the stream.
Yeah. By the way, if you come, like, we'll have a scheduled time now that we do these. If you pay attention or you come in early, you'll get to watch behind the scenes stuff. So,
oh yeah, buddy.
That should be fun.
That should be fun.
But focusing on the episode proper now. Sorry, you had the topic list.
I did. But we'll get to the episode 7, Mud's Women. Later in the show, but I think today we're going to discuss our trek to Toys R Us. Brian, the adult, Mr. Frugal, as we're talking about.
Yep.
We'll get into more nicknames later tonight on on BGN Party Pod. But Mr. Frugal wants to go spend some money on toys. So I was like, okay, let's go, since I'm the one driving.
They're action figures, God. Now, I wanted to go.
Come
over...
on, little Billy, let's go to the mall.
Oh boy, no!
I want to go to Toys R Us.
I kind of made the point that like if we're gonna do a live stream, then we should get like a ship or something to, like kind of put here. And I was like, I'm sure Toys R Us will have something. So it was like, fuck it, let's go to Toys R Us and check it out because I wanted to see if they had some other stuff there as well, because. I one of my hobbies is I'll collect like action figures and stuff, and like not like obsessively, but I'll collect like certain lines. Like I'm really obsessed with like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Legacy line right now. You know, and there's one thing I want that's $200, which is just insane, but I'm sure I'll buy it sooner or later. But then I was like, yeah, we should get like a Star Trek ship. So we go into Toys R Us, right? And it's about like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we go over to like the boys' toys aisle, not the boy toy aisle. That's downtown over at, you know, Bradley's. If you want a boy toy, then it'll cost you like about $5 per hour, or every 20 least. Minutes. I'm sorry. That's a very different kind of service, by the way. Just saying.
The boy toy service.
But
Hashtag the boy toy service.
You want to play with me? So we go over and we're looking around, and you know, there's a huge Star Wars line. That's just a huge aisle. That's nothing but Star Wars. There is like nothing that's Star Trek. Nothing is Star Trek. Like, we found like a few like original series Enterprises, and that's about it. Like, that's all we found, and they were like these $50 from Diamond Select figures that were like, they were kind of flimsy, and I'm like, it's $50 for this shit? Okay. Meanwhile, like, they've got like, you name it, they had it of Star Wars stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they had lightsabers, they had figures, they had plushies, they had like speakers.
Yeah.
They had like helmets and shit, and I'm like, well, I mean, it makes sense because The Force Awakens is still like, it comes out on Blu-ray next month, and people are still obsessed about that movie. I really don't hear that many people talking about like Star Trek and like, you know, like yeah, Star Trek right now. So definitely, it's not, I don't think it's a niche thing anymore, Star Trek, but it's definitely like the heat's kind of died down on that, especially like the new series of movies.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we've talked about it beforehand. The new trailer for the trailer for the new movie kind of left me unimpressed.
It really did, and it like had like that the Beastie Boys track in the background, and that from the first one, and I was just like, out of all the songs you could put, and how, yeah. I mean, here's the thing, and here's the problem. It's a basic problem I have with trailers nowadays. And this is something I couldn't really get across on BGN because we have so much to cover and so much to get and so on. But this is the point I'm trying to make, where when you see a trailer, and the most successful movies has done this, Star Wars included, wouldn't be a prime directive if we didn't talk about Star Wars a little bit.
I mean, right, because it is a Star Trek show.
It is a Star Trek podcast. It wouldn't be a Star Trek podcast
without Star Wars.
Exactly. It's the yin to my yang. So what happens is they tease you, that you get a teaser, you get a little taste, you get a little taste,
you get a little teasy wheezy.
You get at maximum 30 seconds to impress somebody that you're coming out with something, to get the buzz going, to get it shared, to get it all over social media. You have that time to do that. This is how you draw these people in. It's like, Hollywood, if you're even listening, streaming on the stream or on twitch.tv stream, listen, because this is the key. This is how you draw us in. Give us a 30-second clip. Okay, a couple, like 6 months go by. You give us a 2-minute trailer.
Yep.
That's it. You do not get... TV trailer has to be same as the 2-minute trailer or the 30-second trailer. And you do not release anything but those promotional materials, and based on that alone, and then you have the movie. That way, you're not spoiling it for everybody.
By the way...
By showing the whole damn movie in the trailer like Ghostbusters did.
By the way...
And Star Trek Beyond.
Real talk, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what they did with the 2009 movie. You had this 30-second teaser that came out, and it was these guys that were working on the Enterprise, but you couldn't tell what it was initially, and you heard JFK talking like all these different inspirational speeches from the 20th century, and JFK's like, we choose to go to the moon, not because it's easy, but because it's hard, you know, and like my penis, but but then like the camera zooms up, and like the last few seconds you see NCC NC-17-001. And you're like...
NC-17-001.
And you're like, fuck!
And then you freak out. Because it gets that detail of everyone who's mm-hmm. watched Star Trek, knows what that is, and it gets everyone talking.
Yeah.
It gets the people who don't know what that is, and then they see their friend freak out about it. What's that? What did they just show?
Why are you so excited about that?
Why you have a boner? You know, and like...
Well, because I'm sitting next to you, but that's besides the point.
Because, yeah. Star Trek, perfect thing for a date.
Definitely this new one. Okay, and also another example of how not to do that is Batman versus Superman. And look, basically everybody... Basically everybody in the podcast studio except for myself... I can't speak for everyone, but it seems like people just aren't excited about that movie. Okay? Zach loves Marvel. I get it. Okay, fine. I get it.
Just circle jerk.
But me personally, I'm looking forward to Batman versus Superman, but I will admit that a lot of the trailers have kind of spoiled that movie. It's not even like, you know, somebody's going online and is going like, hey, guess what? Snape kills Dumbledore or anything like that. It's, no. Here's Doomsday. Enjoy. And you're like, what the fuck? Why didn't you save that until the last part of the movie? Okay. Thanks. I wish that would have been a surprise.
It's these marketing departments that just like, give us all the footage. Give us the whole damn movie. And then they just release it. And it's done for. I'm like, where is the secret? There's no secretive things over it. Where everything has to be released, everything has to be shown. Mm-hmm. No one keeps a secret.
And I will say this much: one thing that Marvel is doing correctly, I got to give it to them. They have not shown us, and we're kind of just turning this into like a movie cast right now. But
Star Trek the Beyond did spark this, where you give away every single character, the ship, minor characters, planets, plot, everything given away. And this is one of the things I'll quote my sister on, Lauren. She said, "Well, I just watched the whole movie." I'm like, "Yeah, exactly. The trailers nowadays, you just watch the entire movie."
I mean,
you saw it in an abridged version.
Yeah,
but you still got all the points. You still have everything, and then you go to watch the movie, and it's not really a surprise. You're just seeing a little bit more.
I mean, okay, there's a few examples here of like how that's happened recently, and also where I was going with that Marvel comment was one of the things that they haven't shown us yet is Spider-Man.
Yeah,
they haven't shown us Spider-Man yet, and I think that's because they've kind of got some things under wraps. I think part of it is also because they're dealing with Sony right now, and Sony is known to be like they're huge bastards when it comes to stuff like that. But
the more of the story on the Star Trek Beyond business
is
you keep your cards close to your chest,
mm-hmm.
and you keep everything to tease up, and then you know let the anticipation build for itself.
Yeah.
What I do really want to talk about, we do want to get into. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, that's fine.
But but we're walking into Toys R Us. I walk in there. Did you feel a little bit weird as grown men walk into a Toys R Us? I felt a little bit weird.
Not necessarily, but that's just because I kept to my own business. Like, I would feel weird if I was going in there and, like, I was just kind of walking around, like, not doing anything, and then I was, like, getting stares. Then I would feel weird because then it'd be like, wait a minute, am I oogling people? Like, what, you know? No. I went in there with the full intention of, like, looking for a video game or, one of those big collection pieces, like, again, like the Thunder Megazord from Power Rangers. Like, I go in there, I do my business, and I get out of there. I don't pay attention to anybody else in there. And sure, whatever, it's a kid's place, I guess you could say. But, like, there's, for instance, you could go in there and buy, like, $5 headphones.
I saw that. And it's they're perfectly decent headphones. I mean, yeah, I got these for $5 in Walmart, but I think, mm-hmm. I wanted to buy headphones again, and I'm just like... I saw a pattern, like, stop buying headphones, man. You have enough goddamn headphones.
But,
you have enough
headphones. These are mine. I like these.
And thank you for bringing those in, by the way.
Why?
Because, you know, you're the only person who brought their own headphones that weren't that weren't like clammed together. You're the only person like bring your audio equipment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to like do everything. Like, thank you.
No problem. Thank you. No problem. Like, well, funny enough, a story about these headphones. If you're watching, I'm wearing some like Batman headphones. Because, you know, we're gonna talk about nothing but like not Star Trek today.
Star Trek. No, but we're going in there with the anticipation like, hey, let's go into Toys R Us. Let's find like some Star Trek stuff so we can put around. Obviously, we didn't come out all out of the straight because we were walking around Star Wars
everywhere. Yep. It's like, and then one of the cool things about that place too, though, is like they have adult figures, and like I'm talking like they have like video game figures and stuff like that now. So it's not just like you go in there and it's like a kid's paradise or what the fuck. Like you can go in there and you can buy like McFarlane stuff. You can buy like NECA toys. Like NECA makes some really good stuff. And I know it's stuff that you probably just don't give two shits about, but
right.
For anybody who like collects action figures or is like, for instance, I'm in a Facebook page called Action Figure Junkies. Like anybody listening to that, they know what I'm talking about. It's like NECA makes some really good like adult collector stuff.
Exactly.
They actually have this line right now, which is really cool, where you can get it's full detailed figures, but they're painted to be like the NES sprites from their video games. So like I have a purple Batman from the Batman 1989 movie game, and it looks like Keaton, but it's still painted purple to look like, you know, the sprite on the page. It's an interesting take on stuff.
Right.
Again, no Star Trek stuff. There's just nothing. There's nothing there. Like, we found the Enterprise.
It's like the first half of every episode of Prime Directive. There's no Star Trek stuff. Like, there's nothing. There's nothing. It's all Star Wars.
Well, hey, it's you know what, though, man? Like, the first half of this show, I mean, we like to shoot the shit.
We do.
We like to shoot the shit, and it doesn't... I feel like we need to make an executive order here. The first half of Prime Directive doesn't always necessarily need
executive order. I'm the one who gives the executive orders. Sorry, I'm being a dick.
I was trying to come up with a comeback and I failed miserably. But
I slapped you down.
I slapped you right in the penis.
I slapped you right in the no parts.
The Humpty Dicklies.
I'm dumb.
He slapped me in the Humpty Dicklies.
I'm dumb dicklies, Homer. But I think one of those things that we noticed one thing, mm-hmm. and one thing only, that was Star Trek. And the entire square foot of the store was the NCC 1701 spaceship. We flip it around. There's some features on this ship. It has a sound. One button on the top of the main hall, you press the bridge, where the bridge is, mm-hmm. and it says, Captain Kirk. I'm Captain Kirk, or whatever.
This is Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise.
This is Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. That's all it said, and I'm just like, it's Captain Kirk. It's Captain Kirk.
Hold on, it's literally just like, Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise.
Captain
Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. Shut up. But I think Trip to Beyond might be in our future, though. Beyond Comics, because I know that they have a lot of Star Trek stuff.
But once we went around, like, kind of looked at all the stuff. Oh yeah, the Captain America beanie with like but it's supposed to be one of those beanies you pull over that has a hole for the eyes and a hole for the mouth. But the way like, it looked so. I mean, the
it
way we're
like
perverted.
A sex doll.
It looked so S&M-y.
Like, it was basically like this.
Like a blow-up.
And I put my finger in his mouth like this.
I lost it. I was like, what is this? Like, man, Captain America, you're kinky. Language.
Captain America, you a sexy bitch. I didn't know you liked it like that.
Yeah.
Now, God damn it.
Wrong. All right.
Wrong answer.
Wrong answer. I was clicking on a door buzzer. We have swoosh.
Is
So that's a swoosh.
That's a swooshy swish?
That's a swoosh of a door opening and closing.
Or my ex-girlfriend's vagina.
If
she was always open for business.
I only hope the delay didn't make that that more much more embarrassing. All right, what else we got? Any Star Trek news on your hand?
Nope.
Because I've been looking.
It's been kind of dry lately.
Because I've been looking up and down. I don't need that.
Now, why don't we go ahead and real fast before we get into the episode review, because we are going to review an episode of Star Trek.
Mud swimming.
Why don't we give the viewers a little bit of an idea of what to expect from Party Pod?
Okay. You're going to expect a lot of, let's see.
Cursing.
Alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, language mainly.
Language.
Suggestive themes. I pray no nudity. The way a lot of us are
no promises.
Pear's gonna get frisky.
Lickle my nipple.
Man's man.
Yeah, you're a man's man.
He's a man's man.
just a good time, and just
I really think it's one of those things where
you can't plan it, man. You can't really. You can't plan that kind of debauchery.
Yeah, you really.
All because like that's the thing. Usually we'll go into like this episode, or we'll go into Bully Going Nowhere with a plan, or we have some idea of what we're going to talk about. Party Pod, we have no fucking idea how that's going to end, and I'm excited because we might go. Somebody might go home crying. I don't know. Like.
And then the morning, you know, after so much happened.
Good morning, lover.
I got some champagne for you.
Oh, God, I'm pathetic.
Well, if there is nudity, everyone's going to react like this.
Oh, God, no!
Thank you, Brian West?
Billy West.
Billy West, I'm sorry. Billy Brian.
Billy O'Brien.
Mr. West. Thank you, Mr. West. Not Adam.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll go ahead and play one of them's commercials things.
All right.
Let's play the commercial, right?
All right, we'll be back in a few.
We're back in a few. Today's episode of Prime Directive is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible.com has thousands upon thousands of audiobooks. Enjoy one free audiobook by clicking the link in the episode description. If you like 80s nostalgia, I highly recommend Ready Player One, as read by Will Wheaton. Again, get a free audiobook by clicking the link in the episode description. This is Sean Holmes for Audible.com. And we are back.
Yeah, it's like we didn't go anywhere.
It's like we did. We boldly going nowhere.
boldly going somewhere.
So I would like to say
hello
to all you fine listeners out there. And,
no, hold on. Before that,
what?
Prime that up real fast. I'm going to say something, and then I'm going to cue you. Okay, ready?
Okay.
You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say
hello
to the black, to the red, the white, and the brown, the purple, and yellow.
What the hell was that? Oh my God.
But first, I got a bang, bang, a boogie to the boogie, the up stomp, the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie,
let's
rock.
I said a bang to the boogie. Don't stop the boogie.
Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. All right, so let's, okay.
All right.
Episode time.
Episode okay. Time.
If this were the dollop, you know what this would be? 1864.
Someone's like, oh, man, I listened to that Prime Directive podcast. You know what? I just can't take it anymore.
So this is what it feels like. Just, to me.
Shouldn't have had that pizza.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Joe with Sean and Brian, weekdays from Monday to Friday. Going down the drain.
Ha ha ha!
man, the last turd just went down the tube.
We are mature. But I want to say that right now. We're very, very
so mature.
Mature. Oh, my God.
Mature.
We are very mature, like velour. My. Yes. So, we had a Star Trek episode today that we watched, and it was the original series, episode 7.
Muds Women.
Muds Women. Now, when we saw that, Primus references aside,
mm-hmm.
first impression.
Mud.
My name is Mud.
My name is Mud. Yeah.
Aside, I think.
I couldn't help myself.
Oh, yeah. No, neither could I.
By the way,
I was like, what is Mud's Women? Are there women covered? Did you think women covered in mud as soon as you saw the episode description?
That or women made out of mud.
Women made out of mud.
Ooh. It could have been like, you know, like, what's the fucking word? The, a golem. They could have been golems.
What was that?
Was it? I'm watching for nuts.
It's a bit nutty.
Yummy. Oh, lol.
That's so cool outside.
Oh, lol.
So.
Hello, are you my friend?
Well, looking over everything. No, oh man, I even forgot to do the whole show prep.
While we're doing that,
I have some writing down to do, so please pad.
Yeah. So, funny enough, we mentioned Mud's Women, and he made the Primus reference. Kind of like a third degree, kind of, you know, whatever. Did you know that Primus is in Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure? Or Bogus Journey?
What?
Primus is in that movie.
Like, no way.
Way.
Way, dude. All right.
That was non-heinous, dude. The,
I'm sorry. This is how crazy my mind works. When you said nah, I'm just thinking Keanu Reeves singing a Carissa Explains It All theme.
Nah. Okay, we gotta focus here because this is not the party pod.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
We'll have that later.
No, I haven't been helping.
We'll have that later.
I haven't been helping. So just this is a shade of things to come, I guess. But
because I was so busy prepping for the show for like technological things,
yeah.
I totally forgot to do okay. Some pre-show work.
Allow me to give let me give a recap then of the episode real fast while you're writing there. So okay. We start off with the Enterprise pursuing this Class J ship, and the ship is basically overrunning its engines, and it's about to blow up. And meanwhile, the Enterprise is on one of its last dilithium crystals. So the small little freighter goes into this asteroid field, and its engines burn out, and it's about to be destroyed. They sense 4 life forms on the ship, and they decide to protect it long enough for them to beam up everybody on board. And in doing so, the Enterprise runs out its dilithium crystals. We then are treated to a gay pirate from the 1970s Pirates of the Caribbean
pimp attraction. He's a pimp pirate.
He's a gay pimp pirate.
I just realized he's a pimp. It was really late in the episode when I was like, all right, so a pirate.
He's definitely a pimp.
Bunch of women.
And
we help him. Oh, he's a pimp.
Yeah, he goes on record.
Pirate pimp,
gay pirate pimp with a like. Is it like part of a chandelier that he uses as an earring? Like
I'm not quite sure.
Anyways,
I really don't know.
So, anyways,
what they were.
By the way, can you pull up the comments real fast if there's any comments?
There's nothing.
Okay.
I tweeted at Facebook, there's no one watching. If anyone is watching, please, at any time... I mean, I see there's 2 viewers, but I think it's the 2 windows ahead up.
We so lonely.
Wish our round ring.
So round ring.
So that means you get away with anything, since no one's here. So go ahead.
All right, hold on. yeah. That's good stuff.
We are recording.
I like it, Wabbit. I like it when you want me like that. I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Put the hands in the air.
Yeah, he's a two-player.
Big Elmer. Oh, gosh. Oh, my God.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Notorious ELM.
Elmer.
The Notorious FUDD.
The more money we come across, the more problems we see.
I don't know what they want from me.
It's like the more money we come across,
the more problems we see.
So anyway, Star Trek.
Okay,
man,
so
I am the mast of this ship, aren't I?
So okay, coming back
from
that.
So Space Pimp, Space Pirate Pimp.
Okay, so basically you find out that Space Pimp, Kirk asks, we managed to pull up you and your crew. Did you have any cargo? And he's like, no, you don't understand, Captain. These lovelies are me cargo. And I'm like, oh no. No, this is bad.
This is bad. This is too bad.
And basically,
so bad.
The entirety of the episode, you have the entire crew of the Enterprise kind of like walking around with like giant boners.
I'm detecting sweat. I think I might be able to find that.
Yeah,
I got the episode
like
up here.
He's put on trial because he's kind of like. There were at least three different crimes.
Okay, committed. And then they're sitting him down for interrogation, and then this happens.
State your name for the record.
Leo Francis Walsh.
Incorrect.
Your correct name.
Gentlemen, surely you're not going to take the word of a soulless mechanical device over that of a real flesh and blood man.
Is he supposed to be Irish?
Possibly.
State your correct name for the record.
He's Irish. Right.
Incorrect.
Harcourt Fenton Mudd.
So
it goes on like that for about 10 minutes, and so he has a file on him about like a country mile long.
It's a country mile long. Hello, country roads.
But,
sorry.
Country roads, take
West
me
Virginia.
Home. Mountain mama. Take me home.
Take me home.
Country roads.
So,
okay, that goes on for about 10 minutes. And so... one of the ladies, there's these very attractive women... who, even by today's standards, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn, lady.
Very attractive women who start going around and hitting on women. There's this bug-eyed guy who's like, pretty women. And like, Kirk is like, you really need to like focus on your jobs. And like,
Coming in?
well, I just did. Like, I swear to
Mary.
God.
Mary.
For a second there, I thought he was fucking Don Knotts. I was just like...
No, I thought he was more of a Jimmy Starr. I listen here, fellas. I got a big boner in the... Incorrect. Oh, Edie. All right.
Well, I just feel free to disagree with you on that one.
Wait a minute here. All right. So go.
We need to nip this in the butt.
we'll get on the list in this in a second.
So... Scotty gets hit on. Kirk gets hit on, obviously. And then Bones, the most aptly named person to get hit on, gets hit on. And one of the women is like standing underneath his medical scanner because he's, you know, doing science shit. And it starts beeping. And he's like, well, wait, what's that all about?
What's that all about?
And she's like, excuse me. He's like, stand under my scanner again. And okay, hold on. Don Knotts didn't say that. Sorry. Don, that's kind of... Step under my scanner for a second.
Well, you step under my scanner for a second, I'll just get you right here.
Okay,
hold on a second.
Are you doing Don Knotts or are you doing Larry the Cable Guy?
I think Don Knotts is a lower Larry the Cable Guy, is it not?
Or higher.
It's a lower. I can't really
get because, yeah, because Larry Cable Guy's like a lower guy right here. You know, like, I can't do
no,
that.
No, Larry Cable Guy's right up here. He's right there.
Well, Don Knotts is, you know, like right around here, but he's a guy more
well,
of a.
Don Knotts is right around here.
Is well, that, I mean, yeah, we're
well,
we're apt to disagree on this.
Hey, okay, Brian. Well, hey, let's go over the. Now that people get the idea.
Now that people get the idea of what's going on, let's go through the episode. We can't just go on like this.
Rap music leads to cultural violence. All right, let's
you
do that.
You can't eat popcorn. All right.
okay. So.
All right. So. We're reviewing in our seven.
Yeah.
One,
okay.
Two, three,
so to
four,
continue
five,
on,
because
I'm sorry.
Seven tiered categories of the our grading system, all adding up to 100.
Yeah.
The first worth 10 points is engineering.
Engineering.
We have no extra beryllium sphere on board.
You know that is really getting annoying.
Anyway, so this is
Thank
engineering.
You for shortening
so the,
that, by the way.
This is the special effects. Yeah. No problem. I listen and I act. So, engineering, this is basically just special effects. What's the special effects? And I, honestly, the only effects here is makeup. Makeup.
Makeup, and they managed to make it kind of look like this planet was like a constant dust storm.
Also, combination of lighting, too. I noticed, like,
yeah.
The
whenever they do that, like, dark lighting that I've noticed on Kirk, like, he'll always be wearing mascara. He's always wearing mascara.
I once was Egyptian. So, is that Girl Scout cookies?
Yes.
Oh my god, give me some. I want some Girl Scout cookies.
All right. We're Do-si-dos. It's Girl Scout cookie
I'll pay
fever.
You back later.
No, you won't.
Probably not.
You never pay me back, but whatever. You dick. Anyway, so to kind of also get into the story again, the reason why there's a dust planet is because eventually Mud is able to manipulate the entire crew to, like, take him down to this planet where there's these beryllium spheres, or these, no, these, not the beryllium spheres, goddammit, the Dyson crystals. Wait, they're the, what the fuck are they? The lithium crystals, sorry, had a brain fart there. The main point is that the crew needs to go to this planet to get
the
lithium.
It's lithium. Lithium. Just lithium.
Okay. But anyways, the thing. They need to go get the thing. Okay? Because fuck it.
I need to go get the thing! Like, what the stupid...
Alright.
And he manages to negotiate a deal to get the women down there, because the guys on this planet who are settling it and looking for these crystals are very lonely and, you know, without saying it, they're probably really horny.
So special effects.
And, so...
I'm thinking, eight. I'm sorry, I would love to you to go over the entire plot,
mm-hmm.
but frankly, people have to watch the show.
Okay, fair enough.
So,
yeah, the makeup is pretty much the draw of the episode. And the reason being is because these women, these very beautiful women, are actually not so beautiful once their pill wears off.
Yeah. So apparently it's like a pill that they take,
yeah.
And it's a glowy pill.
It's a glowy pill.
I mean, for a glowy pill, that deserves at least three yeah. points right there.
Now, here's the funny thing about this, because one of the girls is just like, no, I don't want to be this person anymore. And then, like, everybody else is taking these pills all out of these three girls. And finally, it comes to a head where she's like, you want this, don't you? You want this. And she takes the pill, and all of a sudden she's beautiful again. Which, by the way, all this pill does is, like, give her makeup and straighten her hair. That's
right.
All this pill does.
That's all it does.
And so then she's, like, sitting on this dude's lap, and she's like, there, you wanted this, didn't you? And Kirk is like, actually, no, because guess what? That was a placebo.
So for the first time in Star Trek history, we have the placebo.
We have the placebo effect, which somehow
only,
made her look
better. I mean, for
better?
episode 7, I mean, that came pretty soon.
How the how does the placebo effect fix her makeup and straighten her hair? She got her hair dead. Because of a placebo.
She got her hair done dead. I think In terms of the special effects, I'm giving it, I mean, it did an okay job with the makeup.
Yeah.
But really, there wasn't really much something special here. And I'm giving it a very a 5 out of 10.
Okay, I'll give it like a 6. Yeah, so, I mean, 5.5. There's really nothing too like spectacular about this episode, but it doesn't necessarily need to be because the story's the thing that drives this episode, really.
So 5.5 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And all right. Next we have a little thing called the bridge, and this is where we have people that are acting. I don't think I have anything for the bridge as of yet in terms of sound effects.
Well,
I'm just gonna play Zap Grenadine being Zap like this.
Well.
So, no. Wait. I know what to use here.
Well, what do you use here?
Because we're probably gonna edit this, but like since
no, I'm not editing anything.
Okay,
that's why we do it live.
The boat.
Doing it live.
The boatswain's call. The boatswain whistle.
That one. I'll find that. Anyway, so this is where basically play it acting. Right now, goddamn you. Anyway, this is acting. Basically, I'll schedule this out of 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
So acting is acting slash story. So So it's a combined category, hence the more points. So I, you know, out of 30. So okay, the acting in this was, I mean, great for its time. Good enough for its time, but it did not impress me.
Okay,
it did not impress me. I mean, with the girl's just it cutting to the same shot of the doomy eyes, like,
it's so nice.
Oh, don't do that again.
Hi.
No. 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 Down boy. This is really, I think this is probably going to be the goofiest.
It fits because this is one of the goofiest episodes so far.
This is a goofy episode, and so we're going to be goofy ourselves. So, okay, there's the bridge.
Hey.
So I think this acting.
Okay, here's okay, allow me real fast kind of just to give my opinion. The acting from the main crew, again, is pretty good.
The antagonist, however.
Okay, Mud. I'll get to Mud.
We'll get the Mud.
I will get to Mud.
We'll get the Mud in Aliens later.
No. We're going to talk about Mud right now. But before I do that, the women made this feel like a soap opera. This felt like such a soap opera. Like,
it really did. Like, I mean, I'll just let it.
You don't know what it is to feel this way.
And then, okay. At like the quarter end of the episode, we go to some completely different in terms of genre, and it's basically a sitcom.
Yeah,
stay at home wife.
I've tasted better by my own hand.
Well, you're tasting some of it now. I couldn't scrape 3 layers of your leavings out of that pan.
He's eating.
You find me well some decent water, then talk.
Why don't you hang your pan out in the wind?
It's like Star Trek meets Little House on the Prairie.
Well, hadn't you thought about that?
I mean,
and that is followed like quite literally by him hanging out like 5 pans on a clothesline outside. I'm like, what?
Captain's log.
Captain's log. Dishes are clean.
Dishes are clean. So anyway, that's gives you an idea. That's pretty much the acting. It's just like,
okay,
but this is the way we talk and everything. Yeah. And we're minors, so I talk like this without emotion.
You touch penis now.
And he kept on saying she was ugly. And she wasn't that ugly.
No.
Even to make her makeup look, I mean the before when they had the
that's
really
a, look, that's
ugly,
a face.
I mean, it wasn't really that ugly. I'm like, okay, that, so okay, you look older.
That's a face that I could roll over and look at in the morning and be like, hey, how are you?
Like, hey, wow, cool.
Right? Like, that's not a face that I roll over in the morning and go, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Like, no.
Like, it was between without makeup on and makeup on in terms of difference between being pretty or not.
Yeah.
And then the way they handle that, I really think the acting was pretty terrible in this.
Yeah. Like, I mean, okay.
I got my score when you're ready.
They did this a lot better in Nanny McPhee. Where it's like,
Jesus.
You know, they've sci-fi tends to do the, you know, like ugly woman, you know, parading herself as beautiful thing every once in a blue moon. This is certainly one of the times where it really just kind of fails.
All right. But you know, before I'm giving it, I was going to give it 12 out of 30, like really ugly score, but I'm bumping it to 15 only because the scene between Bones and Scotty looking at each other after the women came in, yeah. And they're just like, that poon, right?
He's like,
dear God.
That was fucking hilarious. Okay.
Literally. I'm like, so that bumps it up. That gave him 3 points. And that bumps up to 15 out of 30 for me. What about you, Brian?
To further elaborate on that, just for a brief second, while watching the episode, I literally looked, because that's the thing, it was Scotty, Bones, and Spock, and all of a sudden, here come these three beautiful women, and Mudd is just like, sexy.
Yeah, sexy.
And so Spock leads them off, and then like the only two people left in the room, in the transporter room, are... Again, Scotty and Bones, and they kind of look at each other, and I kind of like paused it and was like, you know exactly what the fuck they're about to say to each other. If this were 2016 and they were on that shit, they'd be like, God damn! Did you see that ass? You saw that ass, didn't you? You saw damn straight, I saw
damn
that ass.
Damn straight, I saw that ass.
God damn.
Oh, you know, motherfucker.
Oh, she got them shoes on. She's trying to...
Jordan's calling us.
Okay.
I'm busy. Sorry, I'm busy. I'll call back later. So, we can go over that later. For not seeing Brian's face. Oh my gosh. Okay, so, on my phone, I gotta really set up something that says, like, I'm in a podcast, I'll call you later.
Yeah.
Because that always ends up being, no one calls me outside the show.
Right.
With exception of you, and you only call when I'm either in the shower or I'm doing something awkward.
Because I can tell that
I'm holding a cake and 5 kittens. Like, it's always... And then in the recording show, and then everyone, I was like,
yeah,
let's call Sean. I'm like, I don't have this hooked up.
Like, I'm half expecting you to pick up the... I'm half expecting you to pick up the phone one day and just be like, call later, baitin'.
So anyway, Brian, what do you rate the bridge?
Just based on the original crew, 10. Everything else just kind of falls flat.
Everything else at 10?
So I'm giving it a 10.
You're giving it a 10, I'm giving it a 15, so we're going to go with 13.
Okay.
Out of 30. Sorry for all those people who have triskaidekaphobia, but anyway, next we have something I like to call... Sick Bay.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
So, this is basically rating the number of people who've died in the episode.
Which is a whopping none.
Which is a swapping zero. So this is the quickest category ever. We're going to give this a plain old 0 out of 10. I'm sorry.
Yay.
I'm sorry. It's such a loss, but you should have read up, well, you know, last time. So next, we have Captain's Log, where we judge Captain Kirk and all his glory.
Now you're officially my woman.
So, so,
hello.
Exactly. He, in his way, his captainish way, he wasn't as slutty as I thought he was going to be. He wasn't as, like...
Ding, yeah. ding. He wasn't, can you just tell me what the message says? I mean, I don't pro this just, like, bowling going nowhere.
I don't care.
Oh, it's a voicemail. I'm not listening to it on the show.
Okay. All right. Anyways, so, yeah, Captain's job was basically, hey, we need to get these crystals stat, and having to deal with, not only that, but then the fact that Mud was on there and he's trying to sabotage things and also trying to balance that deal out and then trying to balance the deal between these settlers and Mud and him and trying to get the crystals and trying to keep his ship going. Just and
blah, 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 all this stuff he's got to deal
with. He's got to deal with a lot of bullshit. It wasn't the most...
he could at least bang one of the chicks. He didn't get in bed with one of the chicks. So
here's my thing. It's not. This is one.
I mean, does that say he's a good captain though? Because he didn't succumb to temptation.
That's true. This wasn't the most like. Okay, you're not gonna. You know, if you're a bard, you're not gonna go sing the tales of Captain James T. Kirk and be like, and then he went down to the cat and got to the crystals fair. You know, and like nothing, like nothing like that.
A
you know?
What? A bard that sings about Star Trek.
Allow me to sing you the tales of one Captain James Tiberius Kirk.
Captain James Kirk was going across Delta 3. He had to stop because he had to pee. I don't know why.
Klingons he fought most.
All right, that show is officially went downhill. I will move on and give you my score of 8 out of 10. He did a good job.
Yeah, I'll give him an 8.
He
got
a B. He got a solid B.
He got a solid B.
He earned a solid B. 8 out of 10. All right. So next we have keep on.
No argument for me on that one.
Yeah, I mean he did do a good job, but this time we have, you know, you have to stay cautious because battle stations.
Yeah.
All right. And then this is the action, which there was pretty much nothing.
No.
Besides that fight in the bar and down on down the planet.
Because, like, basically it's like, it was almost like a Western where it's like, I'm cutting in on your woman.
You don't do that. You don't cut in my woman.
I'm going to cut in on your woman right now. And then,
right down there.
All right, I'm going to punch you in the face, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch, you don't talk to me like that.
I'm going to tell my mama on you.
You know, down like, here in West Virginia, you know, you don't talk to me like that.
Excuse me.
You don't talk to me like that. I didn't tell you what. Man, you know, you cut in my partner. I tell you.
I tell you what, right now, man. You cut in my woman. I tell you what. No. How you doing, brother?
How you doing, brother?
You know what? Yeah, fine. I'm sorry that
Come on, man. We do it like we do it.
Yeah, I know we do it. Look, I know that we like to sleep with the same woman sometimes, but that don't mean that we can't be brothers now. I don't know why you gotta be that way.
And that doesn't mean she can be our sister.
But I want hers too. Now, apologies to everybody in West Virginia. Not really.
Everyone is furious.
We've offended.
Did you listen to that prime directive? Gah!
We've offended.
It's 2016. He said words.
We've offended the great state of West Virginia, which
they
whatever.
Don't watch
I don't
this
give
show.
A shit.
They don't watch this show.
Look. God, I hate West Virginia.
So anyway, battle stations. I'm giving it.
Like a 3 out of 10.
Yeah,
I don't care. And it was so good. Like it was literally like that dude took a break because you could tell that there was another episode coming up that he was really focused on. Whoever's coordinating the fights, so he's just like, just have these two guys just fucking fight for a second. Whatever, I don't care. Just we need to get some kind of action in there.
And then we get to your favorite clip slash a segment, transporter room.
Ooh.
Turned inside out? And it exploded.
And it exploded.
That was a good amount lip sync right there.
That is my favorite.
Lip sync. Lip in the sink. I have they went down to the planet. Mm-hmm. So the planet, at this, as like Rigel, okay. Rigel 6.
Rigel 12.
Rigel 12.
Okay, they went to Rigel 12, and then they beamed somebody from a ship that was about to explode.
Hmm. Yes, it was the unidentified
yes.
vessel.
So
which they identified later. And I think they just go to that planet.
Yeah.
I think that's all they do. They don't really go anywhere.
It's again, this seems like a filler episode.
It really does.
Like they were building towards something else and they were like, well, we have this episode, it's gonna be more of a heady kind of thing.
I'm giving it a 2.
Okay.
It's not nothing. I mean, they went somewhere, but really, guys.
Yeah, we're giving it a 2. Really, guys. By the way, hi, England.
Okay.
Sorry.
And now we are going to judge this man. He's
what man?
You're a hard-nosed one, Captain.
We're going to judge Mr. Mudd.
Yes,
because he's the bad guy.
Yep.
In alien, you know, we say aliens. You know, he's a human. I mean,
okay.
Is he really a human? Is he anything?
He's a human. Here's my thing.
That mustache.
He shows up, and I swear to God, the first thought I had was, and by the way, for anybody who watches this and doesn't know what pro football is, sorry, Wikipedia is a thing. But he looked like the personification of. He looked like the fat version of the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo.
Right.
Like, once they introduced that new logo with the flag and the skulls and the crossbones or whatever, he was retired and he just went and got fat and went on Star Trek. Yeah. That's pretty much what happened. if you want to pull up what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo used to look like on here real fast, I'll show you. It's this winking pirate. This effeminate
Bucks, winking, which year was this?
Like the 1970s. Just look up throwback Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Logo.
Sorry, I only typed so bad. So keep
he's
about.
Yeah, so okay, Harry Mudd shows up and he is this like effeminate space pirate, and you don't really know what to make of him. He's kind of the shrewd businessman type person, and he's obviously trying to, you know, beseech his party and just be like, well, hello there, you know, like, pleasure to meet you and stuff like that, and immediately kind of comes off as shady because nobody really talks like that unless they're trying to cover something up, I guess.
you mean he's this guy?
Okay, just kind of bring up one of them and like full image. Okay, bring it over here. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. He has one of these. Tell me I'm wrong. He has the earring. He has the mustache. He has the hat.
I mean, he has more of the guy in the episode is more of like a chef boyardee type of mustache. But he was just like,
again, like he kind of got like this guy got fat. And then all of a sudden,
he shows up
started curling his mustache more.
And he shows up in Star Trek. Yeah. So I think he was really just a lame villain.
He shows up again, by the way.
God, why?
Because he is the one that introduces, spoilers, he's the one that introduces the Tribbles to the ship. So he does show back up later. So we'll have to talk about so whatever
it's out of 20. I'm giving it a 7. I'm giving him a 7 for showing up.
I'm gonna give him a 10 right now, only because later on.
So we can give him an 8. Okay.
Later on, this is not the last time we've seen Harry Mudd. We will talk about this again.
I mean, Harry Mudd. It does sound like a porn star. He has a porn star stash, and it does sound like a porn star name.
Like a gay porn star name.
It really is. Like, well, like what's your name? I'm
Harry Mudd.
Harry Mudd. Oh, and talk about the ID where we had to pause the video.
Oh, yeah. So I can't remember just off the top of my head exactly what happened, but he had this giant ID talking about his criminal past, and one of them was, you know, like, he had his license suspended. One of them was that he's been human trafficking. He's done all kinds of horrible shit. But the thing that really caught my eye was the fact that this was a report filed by the future police. The future police. Not the present police or not the space police. The future police. Which I immediately, you know, kind of made the mental connection. I was like, wait a minute, time cop? That'd be fucking awesome. If these are time cops, I can go back in time and fucking, you know, stop people and shit.
Time cops.
Time cop.
All right, so I think we're going to have to do us a little favor, and now that I have the score here in hand.
Okay.
40% F.
Wow.
40 points out of 100. Wow. This episode got. This episode failed more than the previous. This is the worst episode. Charlie X is better in this episode.
Well, it still has it. It's still.
I mean, it's still funny though. But it's not as. I mean, it's bad, but it's not ironic bad.
It's not the best episode of Star Trek, but it's still enough to get your head around.
Right.
The overall message I would say of this episode that everybody was trying to get across was, you got to believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, because confidence is key. And hearing us talk about this episode, you would not be able to come to that conclusion that that's what this episode's about, but that's pretty much what the message is.
I mean, the beauty's not also in the eye of beholder, but in the person.
Why would you hold a bee? Why would you hold a bee? They would sting you. Don't hold bees. They'll sting your ass.
Hold the bee. Well, I was bringing
home. I'm a bee holder.
I was bringing home my baby bumblebee. Well, anyway, stay tuned for
BGM Party Pod.
BGM Party Pod.
If you're watching live, it's about to go down.
If they're not, that's okay. They can catch it on SoundCloud or Castwave Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Castwave Studios has a tube now. We have the stream tube. It's right at castwavestudios.com.
Yep.
That's castwavestudios.com. Just, you know, go to that site. We have it right in the front page. You don't have to do any work. You don't have to go to twitch.tv/BGM podcast even if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. The link's right there. So go to castwavestudios.com.
Go ahead and pull that screen up real fast. What would it look like?
What would it look like, mind you?
Yeah.
I will show you by typing in castwavestudios.com. Right. Actually, Google did the most of the work for me. Technology, right? There it goes. Okay. This is a good song, man.
I love it. Dude, this right here... Have I told you why I like this so much? Okay. When this... Okay. Put it on repeat one more time. Put the song on again.
Put it from the beginning?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Just because. Okay.
Not crazy. My mother had me tested. Okay. That was, you know, who texting.
Okay.
So anyway, okay, like I was saying.
Hold on.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. I had it unmuted.
Okay.
But like I was saying, you go to castwaystudios.com, entertainment for nerds by nerds, right under that, the tube.
Right here. It's all there for
and
you.
And also, don't forget to tune in for Boldly Going Nowhere, Tuesday, Thursday on 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Uh-huh. Usually we'll start the show around 7, though, but I say 6:30, just, you know, tune
in. That's usually the start time. But
that's usually the
little...
start time. We usually end up going till 8:30 or 9.
Okay.
So, yeah, catch that when it drops. So. We'll be recording next one Thursday.
So going back to this song, by the way. The reason why I like this song so much, this was before Star Trek the Motion Picture. Now, when that movie first came out, there's literally, like, when you were in the theater, it was literally just a starfield coming towards you, and you heard this song. And I remember watching this for the first time. Like, I was in my room, it was dark at night, I had on the TV, and I heard this, and I was on a starship. I was on a freaking starship, and I saw the stars going by me, and I heard this. And I was just like, my God, this is awesome.
It's got a cool, like, alien world type of vibe to it. Like,
the key,
you're exploring.
The key thing here, wonder.
It really does.
Wonder, man. It's you wonder. Hear this, and you're like,
It's a cool
Show
song.
Show me everything, it's man. Cool. Like, that's why I love it.
I mean, for a movie that was really...
That was not that good.
They're not that good.
This
was the best. This is the gold. This is the gold. Man.
This was like this is the
this,
full.
This is the diamond.
This is the reason to buy that DVD. Not even for the movie. This. Just sit down, watch that.
If that doesn't get you pumped, I don't know what will.
And tell me that you do not feel like you're about to go to some alien planet and fucking do some shit.
Well, check out our Twitch.tv page.
Yeah, that and if you want to leave us a comment, go to the Twitch page.
Go to the Twitch page and, you know, leave us a comment there. You can also go to at Castaway Studios. Basically, everything that you need.
It's all at your fingertips.
It's all at your fingertips. CastawayStudios.com, where you find our Facebook, Twitter, Twitch.tv account, and more. Through our other shows as well. For Sean Holmes.
I'm Brian Massey.
And you have listened to The Prime. Directive.